Good morning, this is RZ from RZ Channel. Talking Thunder basketball with NBA offseason. Breaking news, Paul George opts out of his contract. This is no surprise. Because if the only reason he would opt in is because if he wants to sign a five-year max deal. Now, that would be a little bit of stupidity for him to do that, especially with no a guarantee that he's going to do great at the Thunder organization. Nevertheless, he has been very open, saying that he really likes the Oklahoma City Thunder. So bottom line is, this is not a surprise that he was going to opt out. Now, the surprise would be, he's really going to go elsewhere. My guess is he'll probably sign a 1 or 2 year contract, or basically a 2 year contract with a 1 year opt out with the Thunder, just because the Lakers don't have anybody comparable to the Thunder, period. So it doesn't seem like Houston is interested with Paul George, so it's very hard to say. So my guess is there's a good chance that actually Paul George might stay with the Thunder for maybe an additional 1 year or 2 years, and then see how things go, which would be a practical thing to do, unless he decides to join or take a similar 1 or 2 year option with the Lakers or with the Utah Jazz or with the 76ers. But it really would not make any sense for him to take a 1 or 2 year deal elsewhere, unless he signs a 5 year contract with another team. So no matter how you look at it, it'll be kind of stupidity for him to sign a 5 year deal with any team, unless it's a Golden State Warriors and he goes the route of Kevin Durant. I don't think Paul George will stoop to that level. Now, if he's going to do a 1 or 2 year contract, he can go anywhere. All the more reason, I think it's good for him to go to the Thunder, just because he knows how the Thunder is. Maybe give one more year chance to play along with Russell Westbrook and see if he gets better. I hear news that he actually likes Billy Donovan. He likes playing with Russell. So there is a very good chance, Thunder fans, that Paul George is going to stay for at least another year or two, which is amazing news for Thunder. But that's my guess. I'm usually not this optimistic, but as time goes on, it looks like that's what's going to happen. But anything can happen, as usual. I would be shocked at this point if he actually decides to go elsewhere for about a year or two. Unless Leonard goes to L.A., LeBron goes to L.A., and then he wants to give them a chance and he goes to L.A. Now, obviously, if Leonard goes to L.A. and LeBron goes to L.A. and they decide to recruit Paul George as well, then I'm pretty darn sure L.A. becomes a viable option. So, right now, instead of 50-50, I think probably an 80% chance that Paul George will sign for a 2 year contract with a 1 year player option. That's all I have for you guys, folks, this morning, and we'll keep you updated as time goes on. Have a great day.